Good afternoon, committee members. I'm David Kopel, as you said, testifying on my own behalf. I'm the research director of the Independence Institute and also an adjunct law professor of constitutional law at Denver University Stern College of Law. I think I do not qualify as a minion of Rocky Mountain gun owners, since Dudley Brown accused me of being a secret double agent for Michael Bloomberg. This is. I'm really controlled by the United Nations, an entirely different organization. We have experience with this matter in other states. There are 9 other states which issue concealed carry permits broadly to young adults aged 18 to 20. Some are that is as old as laws from Vermont in 1903, or Alabama and New Hampshire in the 1920s and 30s. Most recently, a reform enacted in Idaho last year, and the other 5 come from 1983 to 91. We haven't heard any problems about this age group in those 9 states. There's another model, though, but this bill is much more restrictive than that. This bill allows permits only for people who have honorable service in the United States Armed Forces, and in that way, it is almost an exact duplicate of a statute that was enacted in Texas in 2005. Colorado would be the second state to, if it follows Texas, to have this kind of model. And one thing you haven't heard from this testimony today or from testimony on this last year is any problems with the Texas law as it has existed now with over a decade worth of experience. We have a lot of experience from other states we can learn from, and the fact that the results have been benign in those other states is important. The issue of suicide keeps coming up, and sort of a trope that's existed from the Vietnam War about how psychologically damaged soldiers are. The data from the U.S. Armed Services finds that for females 18 to 20 and males 18 or 19, their suicide rates are so low they can't even give you a statistically significant rate. They group people by ages, and males aged 20 to 24 are in a particular category for reporting. Their suicide risk is about 1 in 5,000, which is roughly the same as the risk for older soldiers. Interestingly, combat deployment seems to actually lower the suicide risk, but again, this is a very small risk in any case. If you said we're going to ban guns because some people commit suicide, 1 in 5,000 people in a group might commit suicide, then that would support a gun ban for almost everyone, every male at least 21 or over. There's no social science research which suggests that gun carrying laws have any effect on suicide. There is a dispute. Gun availability unquestionably increases the rate of suicide by gun. All social scientists agree on that. There is a dispute over whether this increases the total suicide rate or if it just results in the substitution of one method for another. But there is not a scintilla of research saying that laws about the carrying of guns affect the suicide rate. And all these statistics you hear about how bad concealed carry holders are when they perpetrate mass shootings and all this comes from a junk science report from a group called the Violence Policy Center, which has been debunked because it includes people who didn't have concealed carry permits, people who committed suicide, and so on. One final statistic from Colorado. In the 2009 to 2013, there were over 150,000 concealed carry permits issued in Colorado. Of those, 1,390 were revoked for some misbehavior in that period, including 931 for an arrest. 931 out of 154,000, compared with, for the non-concealed carry population in Colorado, over 200,000 arrests in the year 2013 alone. Thank you.